not a movie guy. I wear my shoes inside. Well, it's been a while, so put your hands together and let's grow together. Yeah, let's grow forever.
Welcome to Hand in the Dirt, a gardening podcast about football. And that's the first time that the intro has been organically in the show. Am I right? Michael Cerber, a.k.a. L_Cerberino?
I think, yeah, it is. I'm running point today because Hartzell has a very busy day. And to help him out, because we know he's got to leave at a certain time, and to give you guys maybe a little more time with me and Felder, we might edit out everything that's just me and Felder. But I'm running point on the recording today, so I'm in control of the voicemails. There's two of those that we have to play, and I have that on my computer. I'm a bad producer because I never sent it to Hartzell. I never sent Hartzell it, so I didn't. It's not like Hartzell had it at his disposal and chose not to do it this entire time. I think he would have thought of it before me, frankly. But you know, I was a bad partner and a bad producer, and I never sent him the clip of the intro at all.
Well, I just sent you the voicemail. Steven Hartzell is the third party that we were talking about, but not talking to. Steven, how are you?
You got the juice now.
Partner. You like that movie?
No, not really.
Really?
Although I did think it was interesting, you know, a little rap news dropping this week. Speakerbox Love Below became the greatest, the largest selling rap album of all time, okay? 14 million copies worldwide. But it's interesting because Tupac's got, I believe, two of the top five all-time rap albums. So even though they have, allegedly found somebody that killed him, there's a lot of rap news around Tupac and just in general the last couple weeks.
I don't want this to come across the wrong way. It might, but it's probably not going to. He's going to sell more records because of his name being in the news more. I know it's for a really bad reason, but like just him being back in the headlines, this battle is not over. Tupac might take it back. Is Outkast being still alive
hurting them?
No, not hurting them. Is it helping them to the point where like they're going to continue to sell more than Tupac?
I don't know. I don't know the answer. Like, are new people? I think new people are discovering Tupac. I don't know if new people are discovering Outkast.
It might be.
They will once they die.
Right. Yeah. Like same with like.
No. Maybe them becoming the highest selling rap album will propel more sales of that album.
It might.
Some people who wouldn't typically buy a rap or hip hop record might buy it because they're a collector of best-selling things. That, you know what I mean? Some people top just get five. Turned on to stuff that is like, that's the most that ever sold of anything. So I'm going to listen to it.
Top five rap albums of all time. You ready for this? Speakerbox Love Below, number one, 13 times platinum. So I lied. I gave him an extra million. I said
it makes sense.
It's 13.
Sure.
It's the height of the
times
genre's
platinum.
Popularity.
Eminem, The Eminem Show.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
11 times platinum, Eminem, Marshall Mathers LP. Yeah, he's got two and three.
Makes
Biggie,
sense.
Life After Death is number four at 11 times platinum. And then 10 times platinum, Tupac has All Eyes on Me and Greatest Hits. So there you go. Tupac has two of the top six all-time rap albums.
How far do you have to go down to get to Wu-Tang? Wu-Tang Forever.
Ooh, they are not 10 times. They are not diamond. They are not 10 times platinum.
Wow.
So they're not on this list.
Wow.
Eminem's got Curtain Call, The Hits on here.
Man, your people stick platinum. Together, man.
Yeah, your people. Yes, us people. Nelly, Country Grammar, Diamond, 10 times platinum.
I believe it.
I had it too. Lauryn Hill, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. That's
great album.
Yes, spectacular.
So good.
MC Hammer, Please Don't Hurt Him. That's unwarranted. Okay. That does not need to be on.
My dad had that as a cassette that he played in his Hyundai XL.
Same. I had that as a cassette as well. And then Beastie Boys' License to Ill, rounding out the platinum diamond.
Again, back
rap
to
albums. Back to us people. They get an extra asterisk because they are also Jewish. So,
look at that. That's double duty.
You love to see that. White Jews, diamond rap album.
This is our most controversial episode.
No, it's not controversial.
It's not controversial. It's science. It's a fact.
It's a, this is a fact, man.
Is it science? Is it anthropology?
I think anthropology, it fits into the world of anthropology. Yeah.
Okay. Bro, right. if your wife drives by an anthropology store, is she going to pull a U-turn in traffic?
No. Nah. She's not. I don't have that kind of wife. I have my wife, it took me pushing her to like get like new clothes. Like she into like get like things. Like she doesn't, that's not her like milieu. Like my friends' wives, several of them, absolutely. They will 100, like I got Abby an anthropology gift card, I think, or something as a thank you. And she was like, oh my God, that was so thoughtful. And I was like, it didn't take any thought. I have been to your house. I just did it. The only thing I didn't do was get something from Restoration Hardware. Like, we're good. I know what I'm doing. But no, that's not my wife. My wife is not like she's not super into that. Your wife is very into that?
I think that's probably her favorite store.
What's your bowl situation like?
Which sucks, is that place is not cheap. What do you mean bowl situation?
Is she getting like candles and bowls there?
Or furniture, like, yes, yeah. Furniture, books, clothes, candles. Books. Yeah, books. Yeah.
Was Urban Outfitters probably the gateway drug to this?
I think everybody had an Urban Outfitters phase.
Yeah, I mean, I did. Bit. I sure did.
Yeah.
His clothes didn't fit.
Man, the t-shirts are too small, dog. Way too small.
And them shits fell apart. Like, it's the only place I've ever gotten something that literally fell apart in the washing machine. I got a Led Zeppelin shirt from Urban Outfitters that fell apart, turned to paper in the washing machine.
Yeah, it was a terrible store.
Such a joke.
I went to I wouldn't say I had a phase, but before Urban Outfitters was here in Charlotte, I was dating a girl that lived in Boston. And so I would go to, when I went to visit her, she was like, oh, you got to see the Urban Outfitters store. And so I would go there and do that. Cause that was also heavy with American Apparel.
Yeah. That's another
mm-hmm.
one.
Yeah. Oh, it's so soft. This shit ain't soft.
It's like home field is soft.
Home field is fucking soft. Okay.
But like American Apparel,
homefieldapparel.com.
Soft in a good way, not soft.
Yeah.
No,
like,
it's okay if you're soft.
American Apparel, dude, someone trust me, we're going to talk soft soon. Trust me. Because I just signed my kid up for basketball.
Oh, shit.
Where? The Y?
No, because if you sign up at the Y, you have to join the Y. Otherwise, you got to pay this astronomical fee to join basketball.
So, what are we in a church? Church league?
No, not church. It's just like a neighborhood league. All the, like, here's what I did. This is how, you know, fine, let's fucking do it. I don't care. I went through. You know about I-9?
Is that a tax form?
No, that's a W-9. But I-9 is like this, like, they've spread across the country, and they run these, like, youth sports groups.
That's a no for me, dog. I do not know about I-9.
So they do that.
I was on the same page as Hartzell.
Yeah,
I leave him on an island out there.
A rare moment.
Educate me though.
They run like youth sports leagues all over the country, and it's just like very like basic youth sports. And I was like, because when I introduced the idea to my wife, she was like, "Why are you going to sign her up for something?" And I was like, "Well," she's like, "Did she ask to do basketball?" And I was like, "No, but like my parents never asked me if I wanted to do basketball. Like you just
correct."
You just always are going to do something.
Hey, boy, you're hooping.
like I was talking to my dad. I was like, Dad, did you ever ask us if we wanted to do it? He's like, no. You got to do something. Get out of the house. I-9 Sports, Winston-Salem. Here we go.
So is this indoor basketball or outdoor basketball?
Indoor. Okay, they got I-9 Sports in Greensboro and Kernersville.
I smell like
outdoor. I ain't fucking with Kernersville, dog.
Yeah. So
That's
they have
the east side. I'm a west side boy.
Well, here's the thing. When I looked at the I-9 Sports, their fucking locations are insane. It's either I got to get up every Saturday morning and drive to Matthews.
Nah, dude.
25, or drive to Fort Mill.
No, absolutely not.
That's in South Carolina.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was like, I'm looking at the prices and I'm like, it is cheaper.
Shit.
It's cheaper a little bit.
So you didn't sign up for I-9?
Did not sign up for I-9. I have friends that do I-9. I think my little brother does I-9 out in Waxhaw. I think they do that. And that's fine. But I was like, let me find. So I found something where the games, they only play like 8 games. And they have practice. It's 4-on-4. They play on an 8-foot hoop, which I strongly disagree with.
Hang on a second. Felder, your daughter is how old? 6?
5.
5. They're not playing on 10-foot goals, son.
I played on 10-foot fucking goals when I was 5.
Doubtful.
Doubtful.
That's what I'm familiar with is regular size goals, even for the kids, because sometimes the games are like 3-2.
Yeah, oh, it's
like 30 minutes.
Everyone lowers the goal at that age.
No,
fuck that. Did they start doing that?
I never played on a lowered goal.
At that age, you're playing on 8 or 9 foot goals, man. Call in. This is absurd.
It might be now, but that's not what I. That's not my.
That's not my experience, dude. Yeah. Like I played on. We had a 10-foot goal at our house.
I don't doubt that. But
now, I would lower the shit at my
house.
Yeah, I would lower the shit at my house, but organized, it was never lowered for any.
We never
any
had
game
lowered.
That I had or any game that I saw of anyone that I've gone to since. But I haven't been to one in like 5 or 6 years. Maybe they're doing that now.
They are doing it now. I can proof positive.
Oof.
But like, no, we played with the women's basketball, absolutely. But we played on 10-foot goals.
Some 3-2 ass shit.
Sometimes
sometimes nobody scored. That's a tie.
Yeah, it was bad. It's bad basketball.
Dean Smith is looking down from heaven like, yes.
Oh, yeah. Four
corners, baby. Yes.
Shot clock my ass.
Four corners all day.
I was watching a game from 2008. What clock rules did they change in 2008? Because they kept talking about it, and I couldn't figure out what was different. Did they move from was there a 25-second clock in college football?
30.
In 2008?
Yeah. There was 24. They moved to 40. And okay. I think in college basketball, they moved. It used to be 35 seconds.
Yeah. Now it's 25 30. Or 20.
30.
It's 30? It is 30.
Yeah.
Was it 40 at one point then? I think it was 40.
I thought it was 35. I don't know, man. Mm. Call in 336-448-3607.
But I can't recall the time when there was 25 seconds in college football.
24.
24 seconds in college football.
I do. But it wasn't to speed the game. It was just
played with, right?
But everyone was running you just ran the football anyway, so it didn't matter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No one was throwing the ball.
No one was going out super wide. Out to the boundary or the field position, and like everyone was pretty tight to a single or eye, you know, or maybe offset formation. I don't know.
Yeah,
like, everyone was under center. Shotgun was happening.
People weren't substituting.
Yeah, yeah.
Like people weren't sub. They were like subs. What are you talking about? I got these 11 guys. They're gonna be in the game all the time.
You would have had a lot of snaps if they subbed the way they do now. When you were playing,
right?
The story of I just played scout team wouldn't exist. You would have played a lot more football because plays now. Plays now.
Yeah, it would have been very different. I would have had like my own little this is the Felder package where he gets to do his stupid stuff on special teams.
Oh yeah,
and the ref's gonna wait for him to get in the game because he's definitely not paying attention. He's got a huge dip in, and he's just over there on the side and. Just like, what? Who?
See, now you'd have these little zins, dude. Nobody would know.
Yeah.
Oh, I would be, my pants would be covered in just like brown goo from wiping, from dip, wiping my mouth off and just wiping it on my pants.
Yep.
White pants. They'd be like, what's wrong with this guy?
That's wild that you would have gloves on and you would still wipe your glove off on your pants. That's such
100%.
That's just such a, this is what I do when I dip situation.
Yeah, 100%. It was just like, this is, yeah. Like if I've taken many dips out with a glove on. And so you just get that like weird rubber in your mouth, but also not as good of a clean out. And so you got to spit more, but you got to wipe that off. It's nasty. Yeah. It's people don't want to hear about this.
The tobacco juice on the glove though. It's like, stick 'em, man. Come on.
Yeah. But no,
extra tack.
So she signed up for basketball. All of the games are either at her current elementary school, which has they're going to have to, here's the thing, they're going to have to put those fucking goal, it's not extender, they're going to put the thing over that makes the goal come down, because they have 10-foot goals at the school. So they got to put the thing over that makes, it's a hoop in front of a hoop.
Yeah, I've seen those. They hang, right?
Yeah. So it's at her school, it's at her preschool, it's at the middle school that she's going to go to, and it's at the high school that she will go to. Everything is within one zone. I don't have to drive to Fort Mill. I don't have to drive to Matthews. All of the games are played between just this. They're in one silo. The teams, so, and here's the thing. They're lucky. They pick teams the day of. She's not going to have the same teammates every week. It depends on how many kids show up and whatever. And it's the same as your soccer thing, right?
No, we have teams.
You have teams. So they don't have teams. So this is it. But when she gets to the next level, they do what I remember youth sports being like, which is tryouts. Where you go out for a league, and they already know they've got like six coaches, right? And you're going to play teams around the city or whatever, but they've got six coaches for this one spot. I played for East Mech. East Mech, not my high school, East Mech, like East Mech U Sports. Mm-hmm. And basically what they did was for new kids coming in, they had a skills session where you got to show how good you are.
Yep.
And then the coaches would like write down which kids they wanted. I also played for Almar Road Rec Center. The coaches would write down which kids they wanted. They'd go back and forth and they would pick teams. And literally that's the next step next year for her with U Sports is going to be, hey, we saw you play when you were like a nothing and you got pretty good. You can dribble. So I want you on my team. Or it's going to be, I want you, the kids, like the parents want to have the kids together on a team, blah, blah, blah. But we are starting this journey now. And it's just a welcome addition to swimming. Because my wife likes swimming because she like likes to see my kid grow confidence. And she likes to, and she's also, she can just read a book. Mm-hmm. But like, we are one step away from swim class turning into swim practice.
Yeah, you do not want that, man. I mean, there goes your nights. Like, there goes your, like, that will just eat up your entire
morning.
From what I've been told. Like, I don't participate. But yeah.
I just also, man, the ability to just hoop at home instead of having to build a fucking pool at home, because that's the thing.
No, you go to swim. You got to go. And it's just, and I.
But it's easy to just get a hoop and stick it in the driveway.
Right.
I know. I've been looking at that. That's the
American dream, is it not? Felder getting a Gorilla, put it at the top of the driveway in a couple of years.
Install, like, are we installing a permanent hoop?
Yeah.
Oh, I had a permanent hoop.
That's awesome.
I grew up with, and Dad, call in, correct me if I'm wrong, 336-448-3607, but I grew up with, I believe, three permanent hoops. We had one in New Mexico that was 10 feet tall that my dad put on our like back patio that he had, it was like affixed to the house.
Yeah.
Then we had the one in Charlotte when we moved back here that was for real deal cemented into like right next to the drive, like just offset from the driveway.
Yes.
First place I ever dunked a basketball. Yes. We had a chain net. Thought it was so cool. We thought it was so cool.
That is chain cool. Net.
Yeah, like literally, like, and like free throws.
That's like some white man can't jump shit right there.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. Me and freaking Woody and Wesley just killing
Snipes.
It. And we had a 3-point line measured out and we knew where this was. Everything was like measured hard. So like we measured all our stuff. Like we knew you had to be in the, if it's a free throw, this is where the free throw is, but you got to shoot it from the grass. If it's 3-pointers, this is the best spot to shoot the 3-pointers because you either have to be in the street or you got to be right here on the sidewalk, but you got to be behind this line to shoot threes.
Landmarks.
Otherwise, it don't count.
Landmarks.
Landmarks.
Landmark and football and basketball and baseball for that matter.
Yeah.
Just go get some sticks. There's the bases.
Yeah. And then we had, and then I also in Fayetteville, my grandpa put up a regulation hoop. And he had one in the backyard. They had it when they were growing up. And then just lastly, because it was just, it literally was made out of like 4x4. Like it was like a 4x4 with like a metal frame and then a wooden backboard with the rim. and that was on the patio that they had in the back. And so they're all 10-foot goals, but I've only had stationary. I never had the wheelies, like the ones that you wheel around. Never had that. Mm. What was your hoop situation like, Hartzell?
It was installed and hung above our garage.
Oh, did your dad hate that?
I mean, he was the one who
did it.
Posted it up there. It had the brackets. I mean, it was yeah. not going anywhere. Now,
nice.
Me and my friends, we were not dunking. Okay, so I never actually put it to the test. A lot of jump
decapitate
shots, a lot of finger
yourself
rolls.
On the way down.
But yeah, if you were driving to the rack with authority, you would run into the garage, or we would play with the garage door open.
And just be able to go in more.
And you just go in. Yeah, you just keep running in. But it sufficed, and it was there.
This explains why you got that stroke. I've seen it firsthand.
He can shoot?
He can shoot from range.
Yeah.
I've not known Hartzell to be like a, you know, he's not getting in there.
Not much of a slasher. More of a Steve Nash kind of guy. Yeah. You know, I like to pass. Yeah. I'll fucking pull up from anywhere.
Dude.
Serber basketball situation.
I had a Spalding hoop situation. It was one where you put water in the base of it. It wasn't super cool. But we would raise it and lower it. I would dunk on it when it was lower. I was never good at basketball, but I really, really liked playing basketball. I just never ever I was just such an offensive lineman. Like
yeah.
I was such a center, but basketball was really fun, and I liked it a lot. Kind of the same with baseball. I was never really good at baseball.
Oh, man. You kidding me? This summer, T-ball? Oh, I can't wait. This spring? Oh.
I could hit the shit out of a ball, but, like, I just – man, I kind of just sucked throwing the ball. And they put me in outfield because I wasn't good, so it's like I was such a liability if something got out there to me. It was bad, but
yeah,
I like doing it.
Dude, I love baseball's my first love, and then football just like triggered some level of violence in me that I absolutely love that too. Like the idea that my job for this game is to try to hurt you and make you want to not do stuff.
Just hit people as hard, like being on the offensive line was so I was just hitting people as hard as I could for 2.5 hours. It was fucking awesome. And then, like, I usually didn't play defense, but, like, the games that I was playing both ways were even better because then it was really, like, 2.5 hours of nothing but just, like, fucking running into people as hard as I could.
Yeah, and, like, everybody's seen my wife. She's a small lady.
Mm-hmm.
She's a tall lady, but she's a small lady. And like, she's like, I don't, like, how do you get up? And I was like, oh, you get up nonstop. You always get up.
Yeah. It was so easy to get up, too, when I was young. So much easier than now.
Yeah. Oh, dude, don't even. I woke up on Monday morning, and I don't know what. Something happened with my foot. I woke up on Monday morning, and my foot hurt.
Yeah.
Couldn't really walk, which I guess can lead us into the voicemails, by the way.
Oh, this is great. Yeah, please. Let's talk about why your foot isn't functioning like it should.
Well, I know why.
Maybe it could use a little bit more support.
I'm not going to get more support from the shoe. Here's the thing. My foot.
Bullshit.
I know why my foot was fucked up. I twisted it when I was moving mulch around at the school after I got hoodwinked into. Did I tell you about that?
He's got you
we
there.
We called this last week.
He's got you there.
Yeah, after I got hoodwinked into, like, it was something from stepping on a shovel, not from running. I run in a straight line. I don't run, like, I'm not doing side to side. If I was doing side to side.
Let me just tell you something. You think you run in a straight line. Your foot is pronating, even mildly. It's moving, buddy.
I understand the concept of pronation.
A lot more than you think.
No,
like if I videotaped you in slow motion from behind as you ran, you would almost vomit.
No,
the
I wouldn't.
Amount of movement that your ankle is going through, heel
no,
to toe,
I,
every
I
single
absolutely
strike.
Would not okay. because I all right. I feel all of it. Here's the thing. Here's the difference. I learned how to run.
Okay. I'm not saying that you're not an athlete, Felder. I'm just saying you're having foot issues, and I'm just wondering out loud if it has anything to do with the fact that you live your life unlaced.
I think it has to do with the fact that I had to walk through a field that had ruts in it, and I stepped off one of the things. Lace is not going to help that. It needs to be taped or braced. All right, let's do the voicemails. Server, let's do you here. Let's start with you know what? Let's start with Bella.
Okay.
Bella's Brennan from Virginia calling with some shoe talk. First, I have to say I have to give Hartzell some props here because got the crepes maybe 4 or 5 months ago now when the price went way down on the Nike app. Got the crepes. I wear them all the time. I get more compliments on them than any other shoe I own, from people at the office to I was checking out at the liquor store the other day, and the clerk at the liquor store looked down and said, I like them Nikes. So great, solid recommendation, great pickup, love them. Second, my girlfriend, who I love dearly, trying to get her into the shoe game. Okay. She's a little resistant so far, so I was just trying to figure out like what the best shoe to kind of like ease her into it would be. I was thinking maybe some like Blazers, maybe Blazer mids, maybe some like white Air Force Ones. I don't know. I'd love to hear your guys' thoughts on getting a significant other or a partner into the shoe game, how to ease them in. Love the show. Look forward to hearing your thoughts. Let's go.
All right, I wanted to ease into this because I know Miller's going to dunk on me. So, I'm going for shoes that don't get laced up. Air Max 90s, Air Max 1s. Blazer's not a bad one. My wife actually wore her custom Blazers to work the other day.
Yeah. Are those lows or mids?
Lows.
Yeah, my wife loves those chunky Blazers. The lows with the big lows. Sole. Yeah.
Dude, the teachers... Man, we talked about this already, but like the teachers all wear Blazers and Vans.
Bro, we had a Wild West day at school this week.
Okay,
it's Spirit Week. All right,
it's every week is fucking Spirit Week.
Don't get me started. We had Pajama Day, which I'm used to. I'm numb to that by now. It's absurd.
I just got a fucking email from Parent Square that said, hey, if we can all sign the Parent Bill of Rights, whatever it is, we get to have a Pajama Day. And I was like, I want to go back and unsign it because I don't want them to have a pajama day.
Here's where I'm going with this. We had a Wild West day, okay? So all the kids dressed like Woody from Toy Story. It was obnoxious.
Sure. And that's their only reference for Wild West.
We put the bandanas on these kids. They was looking hard, okay? Like we had them wrapped around, like looking like they were about to rob a bank. But here's where I'm going with this. Teachers, I'm on to your shit. You wanted Wild West day so all y'all could wear your boots. Okay.
Yes.
You thought you were gonna go to Nashville in the middle of the week at work. Yep. I'm on to your shit, teachers. I know where you're going with this.
They want to wear pajamas.
Y'all just wanted to wear those little mid cowgirl boots. You know what I'm talking about? Not the hot ones, like those little boys. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Are we talking booties? Or are we talking to the calf?
Like low cat, like they would be high top sneakers, but you know what I'm talking about, like the boots, like these little boots everybody's wearing.
I just asked the question. Are we talking booties or are we talking they go to the calf?
Yeah, they go to the calf.
Okay, that's a boot.
Answer. That's an actual answer to a question.
That's a boot.
You fucking politician.
Either way.
That's a boot. A booty is above the ankle.
Got it. Well, I think it was a mixture of both, but my point is, I'm like, Wild West Day, where's this coming from? And then I get to school to drop it off, and it's like, oh, I get it, teachers.
The teachers all have this gear because they just all went to bachelorette parties in Nashville.
Yeah, y'all just want to show each other your boots.
Are we talking jeans? Or are we talking denim skirts? What are we?
The skirts, jeans. It was
bolo
both,
tie?
Both. No, I didn't see anybody
really?
In a bolo tie.
That's a little bush.
It's a disappointment, isn't it?
It really, it sets the whole thing off, usually.
Yeah.
I can't defend these people because I know for a fact that this is true. Chelsea has straight up said, yeah, we do pajama day because we want to. The rest of it, now, I don't know about the Wild West. Maybe that's a thing, but like I do know that the pajama day thing, she's like, yeah, sometimes we just want to wear sweatpants to work, okay? And that is real, and I get that. But the... Yeah, the Wild West Day, you're right. Like, anything that they do, it's like the teachers decide. It's not like the kids actually decide to do this.
Correct.
But the pajama day thing, too, like, a lot of kids just fucking wearing pajamas every day anyway, especially when they're in middle school. Like, so half of the people there are wearing pajamas. But I do want to defend, maybe the teachers are wearing blazers and Vans, and that's all they wear. But the school counselor at my wife's school, which is her, wearing Air Max 90s.
There we go. And we put those on the list. I said Air Max 90s, Air Max 1s, and then I think blazers for sure. Like, I think, honestly, I think Vans are a really easy entry point, too. Mm. Vans and Chucks.
No lace.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like
those, they're not, one, as durable, and two, as comfortable. Like, I hear you.
They're somewhat comfortable.
When
was the last time you wore one?
It's been a very long time, probably about 25 years.
Don't speak on it then.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't. You know what? You want to get funky? What if you threw some Cortezes at her?
Dude, that. Yo. It's not for everybody.
Listen, there was a time I really fucked with Cortezes.
Get your wife a pair of like low top blazers, or if they've got like some Flyknit Air Force One, sometimes you can find those on sale. Light. Comfortable.
270s.
Awesome. 270s. I mean, those are kind of chunky, though, man. That's a big shoe.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the 270s do look great if you are wearing, like, yoga pants or a short. They are not a shoe that you can wear if you have on, like, pants.
Pants. Yeah, pants. Shout out to that guy at the liquor store complimenting your crepes, though. I mean, that's like the highest compliment you can get from another man.
Dude, that happens. How often does that happen to you guys?
I mean, probably 4 or 5 times a week.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, too. I don't go that many places, but yeah.
No, it doesn't happen that much for me, but I go to less places.
You get compliments at school. You get compliments at school.
On the shoes sometimes.
Yeah, you get compliments at school.
You got the clout in the classroom, man. You're like, look, I'm not here to wear my penny loafers.
Yeah, dude. What do you want me to do? Put on Sperry's?
Not all white people dress the same, class. And that's a lesson.
But they do all like Eminem.
I can't teach them that lesson because, I mean, I am holding up a certain standard of dress code in there.
What's your dress code?
I mean, I'm going Learfield. You know, old school Learfield dress code for me in class, you know.
Was that polo?
Polo and slack or khaki, you know, something like that. I've got some brown khaki jeans that, you know, sometimes I'm wild on Wednesdays.
Now. You're not wearing
wild
shorts.
Wednesdays. No, I'm not wearing shorts. So, like, the shoe options haven't been plentiful because, so, as you said, some stuff just doesn't go with, you know. And, like, I'm not wearing blazers with that. But I am wearing 97s. Mm-hmm. I am wearing ones. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I'm still putting
Air
out
Force
the vibe.
Ones or Air Max ones.
Air Max ones. I don't own a pair of Air Force ones. That's not that. That's
I don't have
me.
Any either.
That's not me. It's just not my look.
I don't have any. I bought, actually.
I'd rather have a Jordan 1, which is a similar profile at a less chunk value. It's just less chunky, sleeker. I like it, and it's more comfortable shoe.
Dude, what'd you get? What, you got some Air Force ones?
Yeah, they're like sand with like these laces. They're like
I saw those.
Black laces.
Yeah, those look good.
Them shit's hard, dog.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I just don't, man.
Put them in the chat.
Okay. I've just bought another pair of Pegasus that I'm working on breaking in right now. The same ones that I already had, another pair of those. Mm. So, I haven't bought shoes. Hang on, that's not true. I did buy some shoes, didn't I? Shit.
By the way, my crepes have been fucking worn into the ground, which is great.
But you have another pair.
That's right, baby. I got a dead stocked pair just waiting.
Hartzell, you know what I did on accident? I was getting some of that garlic butter for the Papa John's at on the way to the Blitz, and like they've been sending these leaky ones, and I like held it up to Punk. I was like, "Got that garlic butters," and it just like psh, right on the shoe.
Like the toe box, like the top?
Nah, the hemp portion.
Oh, I hate that.
Well, I gotta tell you, came right out. Wasn't an issue. Go. I think it's the hemp. There Much more, I think it's more durable. Why are you laughing, Hartzell?
I thought you were going to say that you put it, like that you just spread it all over the hemp so that it could all be the same shape.
No, I didn't do that.
Like if you just took a brush.
Now that would be
like,
crunchy
you know
as fuck.
Yeah. Buttery shoes, dude.
Just goes to show where your head goes. I get it.
Well, you mentioned going to the Blitz, so we might as well bring up the Hey Dudes. What's the number?
We have multiple people in our studios that wear them.
Well, Tripp wears them all the time. You know, he's a brand ambassador for them. Herdberts understand
that.
Yeah,
shout out to the Verts. I mean,
he's getting money for that deal, so might as well just say it. It's a really lucrative contract for him.
I was disappointed.
Who else is wearing the
Hey
Dudes though? Brunk is in the Hey Dudes, isn't he?
I think so.
Yeah, I think Brunkles rocks the Hey Dudes.
I just don't. I really just. I can't. I don't get it.
Did Brame have Hey Dudes on?
Yes.
Oh. I didn't see that.
We spend so much time on this show.
I didn't see that.
We spend so much time on this show talking about like good sneakers. Mm-hmm. And people are like, and this show is free. Mm-hmm. And people are just like, no, I'm going to do my own thing.
Yeah.
I think we've got a lot of people too, though, like our last caller who are like, hey,
right.
Took y'all's advice, looked into some sneakers. And I got
a game
honest,
changer.
I'm glad I took the plunge. Yeah.
It's a game changer. Like it's one of those things. Like when I go to Harris Teeter and someone like as I wear every now and then, I wear the custom Air Max 90s that I have that say MDF on the back. And they're like, yo, where did you get those? And I'm like, I made them. And then I bought them from Nike. You can do
that. I made they're them. Like, and then a 7-year-old made them. And now I'm wearing them.
Yeah. Could be 8. You don't know.
Yeah. Could be 6.
Hey, 14 even. Who knows? But the point is, they look good on my feet. And they're in a colorway that they're purple with orange. Like, I love them. Are you kidding me? Yeah.
Look good, feel good, play good.
Play good. Do you want to talk about Deion?
What you have Deion takes?
Dude, one, I'm mad they didn't win that football game.
Whew, USC deserves to get beat at some point because they got to stop. They got stuck
being bad,
you know,
dude. So I don't know if you know this, Server. I pick 3 massive underdogs.
That's
from college for College Sports Now.
Did you pick Colorado?
I pick Colorado.
Okay,
and Kansas.
And Kansas.
Well, that was they got
smoked.
And well, that was tough. A lot of people bet on Kansas, and then Jalen Daniels was just not.
There.
Play.
He was there.
Calling him by his proper name instead of what I did on the show last week.
What'd you call him? Jaden?
Jaden Daniels. You also picked Ole Miss to beat LSU. And you got
And I won that one, right? I won that one.
Yes, you did.
So,
what'd you think of the day shift last week, Hartzell? Hartzell was on the night shift of the Blitz last week for the first time.
You guys crushed it, man. I thought you guys crushed it. What I did not like as much was the like the waiting around part. Like I like my shift because it's early in.
Yeah,
early, out.
Early in, early out. That's how I am too. That's why I signed my kid up for morning time basketball. Yeah.
I liked being on SiriusXM.
Nice.
Yeah. Hours.
Yeah, I get it. 30 million people out there subscribing. Yeah. I
thought
understand.
We put out a good show last week.
And
the night shift
good
was good too. But it's a different vibe, man. We get weird. Like 11 o'clock, we're going to the Akron feed maybe. You never know, okay?
Shout
night shift gets weird from 11 to 12.
Dude, yeah. I just was pissed. I should have won two. Like, obviously, they can't. We'll talk about it tomorrow, Steven. but I don't feel like it should count against me when the guy didn't play and nobody knew he wasn't going to play. That wasn't even a rumor that he wasn't going to play.
No, he hurt himself in warmups. Look, man, shoot or shoot.
He hurt himself in warmups. That's insane.
If you're upset that you lost a game, you know what the best thing is for that?
Pick a more game.
Bet more games.
Mm-hmm. But I thought Colorado They were so close to taking care of business.
Yep.
Yeah, how about you not spot them, you know, three touchdowns in the first half?
Bingo.
How about that?
Yeah.
Bingo.
Yeah. They're still Colorado's still real bad in some places, too.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes.
I love the fact that Deion said that, too. He goes, our special teams weren't special.
Yep.
But you're right, Serber. I think USC is going to keep fucking around. They're going to find out to the tune of like 9-3.
Yeah, when's Washington? When's the Washington game?
Well, I got that right.
Which
here.
I'll say it. I'm sexually aroused by the fact that that's a 3:30 game with Oregon next week.
Yeah, USC
comes out.
USC has they got Arizona this week. They've got Notre Dame next week. Then Utah, Cal, Washington.
They're going to get that ass two of the last three games.
Their bye week is the last week of the season.
Yeah, they do that. They've done that before.
They have two bye weeks because they played week zero. They've already had one.
They've already had one, but they have their other bye week is – so they play all the way through to the end of November. Like, they play until my birthday or until the week before my birthday.
Their shit's going to get rocked by somebody.
Yeah, it's going to
– I think they're going to have a game where just
– They play Washington and Oregon back-to-back.
Yeah. Caleb Williams is really good. He can put up a ton of points, but there's going to be a game where he just misses a couple times.
Yeah, or a somebody hits him hard.
He just missed once against Colorado, and they almost came back from a three-touchdown deficit to win.
They were like, yeah, let's get it now. Oh, he's vulnerable? We can do this.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting. I got some lawn stuff, too. By the way, got some lawn stuff, but I do want to get to this. When did Peyton Thorne get fast?
Yeah.
Like, I went back and looked at his, like, all of his rushing numbers, and I was like, this guy never ran the ball, ever. When he was at Michigan State.
Yeah.
And now he's a good runner and dangerous enough to the point where, I mean, listen, they had him on the ropes, dude.
Yeah, we're something else worth discussing on College Sports Now. Are we worried about Georgia yet?
Yeah, absolutely. Fuck yeah.
You should be. Be worried this weekend. Kentucky is going to give them a game.
They're gonna muscle them up. Like, here's the thing. Like, I know it's a week late, obviously, with when the show comes out. But, man, if you're Auburn, why? Like, every play, I would just punch Brock Bowers in the dick. Every play.
Mm-hmm.
That's not I'm not being figurative.
You can't punch what you can't catch, dude.
Like, every play, I would have someone lined up on him, and I would punch him and grab him.
Yeah.
And, like, the only thing that couldn't happen in that game is Brock Bowers beating you. What happened in that game? Brock Bowers beat them.
Number 19 beat you single-handedly.
Make anybody else do anything, right? Like, think about it with basketball, right? Like, the whole goal is, like, we got to stop Steph Curry. If we lose, but Steph has you either do one of two things in basketball. You either make sure that their star player does not beat you, and everybody – if you lose and everybody else has to do stuff, that's fine. Or – you give that guy single, and then you just make sure nobody else can do anything. But football's not like that. In football, if you're playing fucking Travis Kelce, Brock Bowers.
Why'd you go to Travis Kelce immediately? Why'd you go there?
Because he's the best tight end in football.
He's just on your mind?
He's always on my mind.
Wonder why.
Because he's a cool dude.
Oh, okay.
I'm not talking about Taylor Swift. I'm not doing it. You're not going to bait me into this.
The bots are coming for you, man.
Do the bots come for podcasts?
Yeah.
There's no way.
What do you mean there's no way?
What bots?
AI, dude.
That's AI's not even coming, an bro. Answer.
I'll be out. Hang on. No, I used that shit earlier. Somebody asked me like an audio question that is just preposterous. And they're like, how do I remove vocals from a music thing? And I'm like, man, you can't fucking do that. You can do it, but you can't. Like, I was like, use this one thing, which I know is going to do like a shitty job of it. And then I was just like, and then I guess you could use AI. It's really expensive. And I was like, just leave me alone.
Yeah, dude.
But that is an answer now. You could just be like, yeah, or you could just use AI.
Just use AI. I mean, I use AI when I do the Substack. They auto-generate the captions.
Beautiful.
But it is what it is. But no, I just don't understand. You can't, the one person that you can't let beat you, and I don't get it.
Hey, what if, and hear me out, what if there's nobody else on Georgia's offense that can beat you?
Mm. Right. So make them beat you, which is, again, like,
ooh,
you got to punch.
Ra-Ra Thomas, ooh, I'm shaking.
You got to cover this guy. He was uncovered. That's insane. By the way, speaking of which, because my wife watches television downstairs, like Saturdays, I do college football all upstairs. My dad came over this past Saturday because I got him a keg, and he came to pick it up because I didn't have time to go drop it off at his house. And they hung out and did some projects with my kid. But then my wife goes downstairs to watch television. Bro, she watches television mad loud. Like, how loud is your television at home situation?
Dude, it's loud enough where that I'm always walking around turning it down.
Okay, so we're on the, I'm not alone. Server?
That's pretty loud here. You know what? I played in Rock Band since I was 13 years old. I'm now 34. I'm 34 in a month. Uh-huh. So, I don't hear so good anymore.
I don't hear. You think I hear great? I've had an IFB jammed in my fucking ear for the last 15 years.
I get it, man. Listen, I shot guns without earplugs when I was a kid. Like, I made some bad decisions, all right?
But I don't ever want the volume to be above 12.
Yeah, I can't hear. I can't hear it.
Put on closed captioning.
I used to be a staunch anti-closed captioning guy until I had children.
I am pro-closed captioning, have been for a long time. My iPad doesn't go above 2. I don't go above 2 on my iPad when I watch TV at night when I fall asleep.
When I fall asleep, it's really low.
And
wait, you don't have headphones in for the pad at night?
No, hell no. Oh, what? No.
Really uncomfortable.
What if you fall asleep with the headphones in? That's going to scare the shit out of you at some point. Mm-hmm. You have headphones in when you watch your iPad at night?
I probably watch my iPod in bed at
night. You
have
an iPod?
You have an iPod?
iPad? Sorry.
It's cool iPad, if you say it like that. AirPods. If you're British about your iPad, that's fine.
When I watch it in bed, yeah, I've got headphones on. They're not.
No.
They're not buds. They're like around the ear.
Over the ear?
On ear. I guess they're on ear. They're not around.
Are they?
Ear.
They're. What are you saying?
I put headphones on when I'm
like over the ear.
Over the ear.
Is that what you're talking about? Like on what you ear. Have
they're
on
not,
now?
They're not the gigantic. No, they're not that big. They're smaller, but they're
that
they're
same style.
Yeah, are they the ones that like style. Hook around the back of your neck, like from the early 2000s?
No, they're classics. Like they're like the smaller Bose headphones.
Okay.
All right.
But I like to sit.
And they're corded?
Nah, uncorded.
So they're Bluetooth headphones that go over your ears.
Did you get those at that, what is it, Brookstone in the mall or whatever? Yeah, where do people buy things like that?
It's like a Best Buy, I guess. I mean, I've had these for a while.
Wireless Bose headphones. All right.
Yeah, dude, you don't know about these?
No.
Nah, man.
Come on.
Are they the ones that like fitness people wear, like when they're like doing CrossFit, they wear those headphones?
Man, I don't know. They're very comfortable. They're like pillows.
You fall asleep in them?
No, I don't fall asleep watching television. I'm not a child.
What the fuck does that mean?
I watch TV for a little bit and then I shut it down.
See, the amount of times I've woken up with my iPad on my chest.
Nah, dude, that's not what
happens. I need it to fall asleep.
You need it?
Yes.
You have a hard time falling asleep?
Yeah. I have a hard time staying asleep.
Man, me too.
I'm sorry, dude.
Like,
they make stuff for that, you know?
Yeah, but I sleep, if I'm being realistic, like, obviously the app tracks my sleep, but it's like, it's based on my phone moving around and shit and like me being active. But realistically, I fake sleep for 2 hours a day.
Huh.
Like, I get through essentially what is one REM cycle, and then I'm awake.
Hartzell, these are pretty chunky for to go to sleep with.
I'm not sleeping with them. I'm just sitting there in bed watching my pad, watching live from the Ryder Cup or some shit. You know, like whatever I'm watching at night, or in the case of this weekend.
Morning.
USC versus Arizona in bed.
And you, man.
I got to take those care of my ears, man. My ears are my instrument. I got to take care of them.
Those Air Force Ones look good. No, I see the speaker. Like, I just could never do this. My head would get down.
I'm sitting up. I'm propped up. See what I'm saying?
What do you have? You got a husband or something in there?
I got some big ass. My wife has these gigantic ass pillows, man. They're like decorative.
I've got
in there for back support when I'm watching.
Yeah, I've got a dude. I'm not joking. I have. You know what a husband is, right?
Yeah, I'm a husband.
No, the fucking pillow that has the armrest on the side.
No, I do not know that. I've never heard of that before in my life.
Are you being sarcastic right now?
No.
You're kidding me, right?
You have to be kidding.
No. What, it's got a cup holder, an armrest?
No.
What? No. Dude, it's just a
pillow that's got armrest for your arms, too. You have to have seen these things.
You're talking about these things that they, I've seen these, in college where people,
Yeah.
No.
Mine is from college. Yes. I had it in college.
Never had one of these.
No, them shit's comfortable as hell.
Yeah. I have one of those.
You use it in bed though, huh?
I put it in, it's my back pillow.
You use it in bed, guy?
Yeah, guy.
That's my Adam Sandler. you can't sleep with that thing, pal?
I literally just got done watching an Adam Sandler video that was on Instagram, and he was like, during my entire school career, my dad comes. I don't know how to do his voice.
That's not bad. That's not a bad Adam Sandler that you were doing.
Basically, he said during his entire school career, his dad came to school one time, and he bust open the door and said, "Hey, where did you put the rake?" And he's like, "I'm in the middle of taking a fucking test, and my dad asked where the rake is." He goes, "Did you put it on the nail?" And I'm like, "You know how? Can you not? You see that so vividly in your head where your dad is like." Put the tools back where they go.
Yes, yeah.
And you didn't do it. And then he had to come to school to yell at you. And Adam Sandler goes, I'll do it when I get home from school. He goes, no, now.
All right, I'm coming home, guy. Sorry.
And I just, that's all that triggered in my mind. But no, Hartzell, a husband. Did you look it up?
No.
Jesus.
Okay.
I mean, you did a good job of explaining it. I know what it is. I've seen them before. I didn't know they were called husbands. I just thought they were called back pillows.
Damn.
Yeah. Husband. Thank you, Server.
Back pillows acceptable.
Sure,
acceptable.
It is. And there's
it's
a million...
not outrageous that they're called a husband.
Right. Not crazy. That's what I've always known them as. And I guess there's more people like Steven because literally... I've said it before, and people are like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm sure someone will call in and say, I still
can't
picture it.
Heartbeats assemble.
There we go. Speaking of assemble, I am getting my mom a fig tree for Christmas.
That's adorable.
Yep.
What is she going to do with those figs?
She's not going to do anything with the figs. Rake them up.
Well, we are in we're in year six of a fig tree that's just, very happy in our backyard. And
how tall?
I mean, probably 20 feet tall at this point.
What do you got? You got a brown turkey?
I don't know what breed of fig tree it is.
Okay. I'm getting my mom a brown turkey fig tree.
Okay. I saw some brown turkeys the other day in our neighborhood.
Oh, I saw some brown turkey today in my mouth.
Yeah.
I was going to say, a brown turkey from her wild turkey.
Yeah, these grow up to 25 feet tall, and she got a bunch of trees taken down in her backyard. I sound like my daughter. Took in down.
Tense. She's becoming Southern, is what that is.
Oh, 100%, she is.
She is a quick. She is just. Yep, I'm a North Carolinian now.
It's better than being a Chicagoan.
Yeah, and she is so.
I don't want to. hate on Chicagoans.
I will.
I'm not going to hate on them. I do think the city sucks shit.
Their pizza looks not great, but
that's not. I will say this though. I will stand up for them. That's not the pizza that they eat.
No, they eat the tavern style. But that doesn't look great. That's what I was talking about.
The tavern style. It's okay. Great.
It looks like
okay.
Tostino's.
Is it Tostino's or Tony's?
It looks like a party pizza. You know what I mean? Like a
is that Tony's? I think that's Tony's, right? Isn't it Tony's? Maybe. Or is it Totino's?
I'm thinking of Totino's. That's what it looks
Totino's
like.
Totino's party pizza.
It looks like a big Totino's with more cheese on it.
Totino's party pizza. Yes. Yeah. And you know that.
Five, dude.
Unrolled pizza rolls, basically.
You know what you can do, though? Is you can cook two of them and then put them, stack them.
Yeah, I've done that before.
Cheese on you go cheese on cheese.
Yeah, I've also just,
and then fold it in half and bang bang bang. Now you get two pizzas.
I've also just rolled it up as a burrito before and just made like a jelly roll pizza. You know.
Yep. Same. There we go. And last night was pizza night, so I got pizza leftovers. Server, I did put down pre-emergence.
Nice
for you.
Get that. I put down a lot. By the way, have you guys done lime? Lime? Are we liming?
No.
Oh, I should. It's time.
I did lime. Lime.
What else?
I did lime. I did pre-emergence. And that's it. And then okay. I talked to my uncle about grass for an hour.
Nice.
My mom's sister's husband is battling in Delaware. The same guy that bought airsoft gun to shoot cats.
That's sad. That's a sad thing.
It's not sad. He spent a lot of money on his sod, and the cats were wearing a path through the sod. And he was like, this cannot be.
At least it's airsoft, I guess, yeah.
I mean, he did everything else you're supposed to do. He had the motion triggered water sprinkler, the sprinkler.
Yep.
He did the halt cry. Yeah. Motion sensor for them.
Yeah.
And then after a while, they just get used to it. And he was like, I'm just going to have to, I got to shoot at them.
Yeah.
It's not the best.
No, but I get that. I get that energy. My opa was a bird guy. He loved his birds and he shot at the squirrels. But he didn't use airsoft. He used a pellet pistol. And that wasn't great. That was a bad thing to do. But I've seen that dude pop squirrel. But he was also a really good shot, and he almost always hit him in the ass. So maybe they were okay. I don't know.
My uncle's the same way. This is a guy. You know, he's retired from the military. The yard is the thing that he does.
Yep.
And he's like, these cats are ruining my shit. I am absolutely. He shoots them in the he shoots them in the legs, shoots them in the hindquarters, and he's like, you have to not be here. I can't have it.
Yeah, and. I will say, shooting squirrels in the ass with a BB gun works because it got to the point where when he would open the sliding glass door, they were gone. That became all he had to do was open the sliding glass door.
And then they took off. Yeah,
you learn. Like, he's about to fucking shoot us.
This is how we learn.
He's a fucking Green Beret. Oh, my God.
Yeah, this is how we learn. And literally, it's just he had, because in Delaware, you're not allowed to do that. I don't think you're allowed to do it anywhere, but you're definitely not allowed to do that. And so what he had was he basically got a rifle airsoft gun and he had it set up on the kitchen table.
Yeah.
Yep. And then he took the screens out of the windows. And so he could
set up a little sniper's nest.
Bingo. Exactly. So he could open the windows. And when the cats tried to go to the shed, ba-bow.
Yep.
Tune them up.
It's like your boy in Saving Private Ryan up in the bell tower.
Oh, man. I haven't seen that in a while.
What's his name?
That's not a movie worth rewatching, man. It's just...
What? Are you kidding me?
Well, it's just... It's traumatic. There's like... It's a tough watch.
Wow. Dude. Barry Pepper.
Yeah, Barry
Pepper.
Out
of that
Thank
movie
you.
Being like, oh, yeah, I'm ready to attack the weekend.
I've come out of that movie being extremely proud to be American before.
Okay.
It's
a feeling I don't get often.
I come out of that movie thinking, wow, this is Spielberg. I want more of this from Steven.
Yeah. This is a realistic portrait of human sacrifice.
Of what war looks like. And I don't want to watch, fuck it. Most of Steven Spielberg's catalog, I don't want to watch.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? You like his catalog of movies? I'm not gonna. You know what's
like
a movie?
Old
not,
stuff. I like the old stuff a lot. Yes.
You do?
Yeah.
I like Jaws.
Close Encounters of the Third Kind?
No, thank you.
You're
it's
crazy.
It's a movie for children.
Oh, I disagree. It can be for children. Sure.
E.T.?
Jurassic fucking Park, Felder?
I have to watch it. I don't want to.
He's really? About, that's not one of your favorite movies of all time?
Film. Huh?
That's not one of your favorite movies of all time?
No, absolutely not. Are you kidding me? I don't even think it's a top 10 movie in my favorite movies. No, absolutely
it's
not.
Kids' okay. favorite
it's my
movie.
Kids, it's my kids' favorite movie.
Okay.
Are you kidding me?
She's her own person,
man. It's a movie
you've
watched more than any other movie, but it's somehow...
It's not. It's a movie that I've watched. I watch it because it's a movie that I can tolerate, that my kid likes. So that overlap in the Venn diagram makes it a movie that we're going to watch a lot more.
Mm. The datagram.
I think Indiana Jones is fantastic. They are children's movies. I think The Color Purple, again, I think The Color Purple, Schindler's List. Mm.
Another movie I don't want to rewatch.
Don't need to rewatch it, but Amistad, Saving Private Ryan, to me, those go in a different world of his movies. Maybe you could throw Munich in there too. Those are movies that are made for adults.
Mm-hmm.
Like, with really showing how really good he is. And then the other movies are movies that, like, I mean, I guess I'm not going to put Catch Me If You Can in there. I'm not going to put The Terminal in there. I'm not going to put World of Worlds in there. Indiana Jones is a children's movie. That's a reality. That's just, there's no two ways around it. Indiana Jones is a kid's movie. There are some adult things in there, but it's a kid's movie.
They're fun. It's a fun movie.
It's a fun movie. I'm not saying it's bad. I like watching Indiana Jones.
He's capable of other, yeah, I like Hook. I like The Goonies. Didn't he? I don't think he directed I think he was his producer on The Goonies.
Yes, he was uncredited second unit director.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But like Amistad, that's a movie for adults. Saving Private Ryan, that's a movie for adults.
Mm-hmm.
The Color Purple, that's a movie for adults. Saving Private Ryan. Like, what do we, like, come on. You don't see a difference in all this, Hartzell?
Yeah, of course. But I came up as a kid watching movies that Steven Spielberg made for kids. And I was.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
I'm not here for the he doesn't make good movies.
I didn't say he doesn't make good movies. I said he makes movies for kids.
Yeah, well, okay. I'm pushing back on that is what I'm saying.
Okay, let's see.
No, we don't need to do the filmography thing. We already did that. I'm just saying, I think the movies that he, quote, made for kids still provide value as an adult. Like, I enjoy watching them.
Yeah, well, we're arguing.
When's the last time you watched Hook?
I think
6 months ago.
The bigger argument here is that you're discounting the experience of these other really layered films. Like, just because something isn't easy to watch or doesn't make you feel like laughing doesn't mean it's not a great movie that has value in other ways.
Yeah, it's a great movie that I don't want to rewatch. Yes, there's a few of those on this list for me.
I will rewatch Amistad, Saving Private Ryan. I will rewatch. What did I just say? The other one that I'll rewatch Schindler. I'm ready to watch Schindler's List with my kid. Like, it's an important piece of film. And I want to be able to, like, when she's not now, obviously, but I'm going to wait when she's ready to watch Schindler's List. That absolutely will be put on and we're going to watch it. Because I think it's a piece of film that she needs to see. Same thing with Amistad. Same thing with Saving Private Ryan.
Sure. Educational one-time experiences for me. Yeah.
For me, they're like, these are like cornerstones of both the storytelling and the actual story, but also like and I think you have to watch it more than once because the cinema, like the first time you watch it, maybe you get the message, right? But the way that he lights the slaves in Amistad is remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't get that the first time because the first time you're still taking in the story. So you do have to watch it again. And the lighting is so amazing and like realizing what's going on. You have to know the story to take more of it in. And that's the reason why I like. That's why I like to rewatch these. But also, like, I'll rewatch.
Dude, Band of Brothers is the Spielberg thing for me that I will unlimited.
Sure.
Like, I will watch on an unlimited basis.
Yeah, but like, but taking it away from Spielberg, even like looking at, I'll watch The Good, the Bad, the Ugly nonstop, mm-hmm. over and over and over and over, yep. and over and over and over again.
Yep. Tombstone, perfect movie, no notes. Tombstone, watch it over and over and like, over.
Yeah, but. Like, Jurassic Park, I watch it because my kid likes it. I don't give a shit if I ever watch Jurassic Park again in my life.
If he stands still, T-Rex is still going to fucking eat him. It's not going to work.
They can smell.
By the time the movie came out, they had almost already figured out that was a fucking... There's no fucking way. Yeah. That's based on some really loose science.
Yeah. It's the same thing with dogs, where you're supposed to freeze. The dog can see you, my man.
Yeah. Yeah. He's going to be like, why did you stop? All you're going to do is confuse him. Why are you making it so easy for me to kill you? And then they're going to kill you.
All right, can we do... Let's do Miller's voicemail.
Miller!
Hey, guys. It's Miller. First off, I would never try to change Felder in any way. One, he's perfect. But two, it's impossible and just a waste of anyone's energy to try to change his mind. But you definitely should be tying your shoes when you run. I get that you never have, but as someone who runs on trails or gravel or even stepping off curbs, especially early in the morning, having tighter shoes is probably a good thing. Otherwise, you're going to roll your ankle. I think modern running shoes are built so that they're supposed to be snug. I've never worn your said Pegasus, but like the ones I run in, when they're loose, I feel like very unstable. I hope you guys are doing great. I don't know how fast I run. No one really measures miles per hour other than you guys. My thing I look at is what my average mile is. That's kind of how you gauge how fast you're running. But
which is what,
I am willing
Miller?
To try to find it out to see how fast I can sprint. But it's probably a lot slower than you guys. Bye.
So much shade in that voicemail, even though there was a lot of support in there as well. It's like,
I'm not getting any support, though.
I've never worn your Pegasus. I don't measure miles per hour. You guys are the only ones that do.
Mm. I wonder what I want to, like, I'd see a distance race between all three of you. I'm not participating because I know I would lose or die. I would love to see the distance race between the three of you. Who comes out on top? Hartzell's an avid runner. Miller's an avid runner. Felder has now become an avid runner who transitioning from walking. It'd be an interesting, four laps, you know, around a football
four laps. Lap that's track. That's what? That's 1 mile. Yeah. That's what we're doing. We're doing it.
All right. I just want to see who cracks. Hartzell, can you crack 7 minutes?
I don't know. I don't think so.
You think Miller can?
I think he could if he wanted to, but he chooses not to.
Oh, here's the thing.
Miller's
also
okay.
tall. Miller's also like a larger person.
You think the stride is helping?
No, he... What?
How tall is Miller? He's like 6 feet.
Yeah, he's like right.
That's not tall.
We've done this already. Like,
short
this.
Kings, baby.
I was trying to think. I was like, man, I don't remember Miller being that much taller. Maybe I'm just misremembering because I felt like we were, maybe an inch taller than me, maybe.
Yeah, he's a little taller than me, but he's not much taller than I am. And I wouldn't call anyone that's not much taller than me tall. I don't call my friends that are 6'3 tall.
Right. We've been over this.
Yeah.
Like, there's above average tall. But no, that's me. That's my gauge. That's my barometer.
Yeah, my barometer.
And I'm not going to yuck Felder's yum. He wants to call 6'4 and up tall, 6'5 and up tall. That's cool.
Yeah, 6'5. Like, if you're tall enough to be like an actual for real deal NBA point guard,
sure.
Then you're tall. Chris Paul's not tall. Would you call Chris Paul tall? Chris Paul tall.
Nah.
He's not tall.
Nah.
Steph Curry is Stephen Hartzell. Is Steph Curry tall?
He's not NBA tall.
Is he tall to you?
He's 6'1"?
He's 6'2". 6'1", 6'2", yeah.
Yeah, that's tall.
That's not... LeBron James is tall.
Felder, you've been around elite athletes your entire life, okay? You are excused from this conversation.
Chris Paul. Would you call Chris Paul tall?
I don't think it has anything to do with athletes. Just walk around the street. Most people are between, like, 5'10 and 6'2". So most people, like, any it. That's why I started getting into the 6'3" as the tall. 5'10" to 6'2" is regular, man.
I don't know if that's accurate either.
Oh, come on, man.
In the United States, the average height of someone in the United States is 5'9".
Yeah, but that women are typically shorter than men, and they bring that average way down because there's so many 5 foot, 5 foot one, 5 foot two people.
Yeah, I think 6'2" is tall. It's not very tall. It's not NBA tall. It's office tall.
So if somebody walks into your office and they're 6'2", do you say, do you play basketball?
Who's that tall drink of water?
You say that?
You've never said that. You've never. You know that's a lie.
Like, to me, tall is when you start. When you, tall, to me, is when you have to ask someone, are you a hooper?
That's my point. I think your outlook on this is affected with an A, affected by the fact that you have been around elite athletes your entire life.
Sure. Like
6'2 is tall. If I saw somebody who came into my office and they were like 6'2, I'd be like, hey man, what's your wingspan? Let's measure it.
Short would game you? Moves goalpost for own gain.
I don't have a tape measure in my office.
Dude, if you want to you measure my wingspan, you're going to be amazed.
You got some bat wings, dude. You got some length.
It's a freak at the combine.
He is a freak.
Every year I just get back into it and I'm like, oh yeah, that wingspan, you can't do nothing with it, baby. I can touch my knees.
Yourself to every other guy there.
Yep.
Every guy that year, it's like, still can't fucking touch me.
Still got it. Look at these big ass hands that I got.
Yep.
I'm a 5 foot. I sandbag my height all day, baby. I'm 5'10". No, 5'10". I'm 5'11 and a half, baby. I almost got that 6, but I just, I'll cut off an inch and a half. Don't worry about
Some
it.
Some shoes, you're 6, dude.
Yeah, I am.
You know, chunky soul.
So here's the thing about tying my shoes. And Miller brought up some points that I definitely wanted to make. He mentioned he runs on trails. I do not. I run on the street. He runs on gravel. I do not. I run on the street. He mentioned stepping off curb. I do not. I run down the little things. So all those things that he brought up as ways to roll your ankle, I don't do. Sure. I also don't run in the dark. He mentioned early morning. I don't do that either. And my shoes are snug. They're very snug. It takes me, I have to use one shoe to take off the other shoe. They're snug. So I don't need to tie my shoes. If I was playing a basketball game, I would tie my shoes.
Let me ask you. Are you just tucking the laces in, or do you have them tied off? And are these aren't the stock laces, I would assume.
They're stock laces.
Okay.
Scroll back to the pic. You can see the pic. I'm pretty sure I sent a picture of them, didn't I? I'll send another one. I just sent one right now.
Very loose. Like,
what's loose? How?
The fact that I think Cerber's asking an important question here. These are stock Nike laces that are loosed, that are laced so loose that they're just dangling out of the eyelets. They're not dragging. They're not tucked. They're just laced so incredibly loose because of Felder's big-ass feet.
That's the other part is I got big feet.
Why
all the adjectives, Hartzell? Okay.
I'm trying to describe this to our listeners. This is not a visual medium here.
Yeah, but you're trying to take a dig at the same time.
At who?
No, you insulted him a little bit.
Well, I think it's insane that Felder doesn't lace his shoes. I do. I am.
They are laced. They're laced. They're laced.
They're unlaced. Like they're laced,
untied.
Loose. Untied. Thank you. Very good.
But here's the thing though. This whole part right here is connected with this. Here, let me. I know we got it. This whole part right here. This is all connected. It's all of this is connected.
Yes, the shoe is designed in a way that it's not just, like, flopping around. Yes.
Yeah, I don't have, like, a tongue. There's no, like, I'm going to send you the video. I don't have, like, a tongue in my shoe. Like, this is all connected to right here. Mm-hmm. This is all connected. That's all connected. This all is connected. So me tying this part right here is not going to do anything.
The only Nike shoe where I'm like, yes, activity is safe without these being tied is a Huarache. That's the only one.
A Huarache?
A Huarache. That's literally a sock. That's like the, that's like a liner inside the shoe. It stretches. You can slide your foot right in. Boop.
That's what this is.
It's not this.
Okay, I just said the video.
It's not the same.
You're telling me that just this one lace above is going to be different than this actual elastic and support system?
Miller prefaced his voicemail very accurately, which and I need to just start saying this to myself or something or out loud when we have these discussions. I'm not trying to change you. I know you're not going to ever get a computer mouse. I know that you're not ever going to lace your shoes when you run.
My shoes are laced. They're not tied. It's different.
When your daughter's playing basketball, are you going to be like, hey, don't worry about tying your shoes?
Depends on what shoes he has on. But in basketball, right now when she plays basketball, I don't give a shit if she ties her shoes or not. I don't think she's going to be doing anything where she's going to be able to get hurt, if we're being quite honest.
Bro, this is the grainiest video I've ever seen in my life.
Nah, the ones that you send to the group chat usually look worse than this.
It's because we've got...
It's pretty tight, man. The shoe is tight.
The shoe's tight. That's all one piece. That's all one piece.
It's like a loop.
Yeah, it's like if you look at the old 90s Dolphins logo and you just keep zeroing in on the dolphin that's on the helmet, that has the helmet, that has the helmet, that has the dolphin on the helmet.
It's all connected. It's all connected. It's just one piece.
Boys, I have to hop off here in a couple minutes. I'm not proud of the. I'm not proud
it's
of this.
It's all good.
Thank you for being flexible.
You have to hop off in a couple minutes. We're gonna go ahead and wrap it up in a couple minutes. Last thing I wanted to talk to you about. I was outside talking to my neighbor for an hour, and I did want to get your thoughts on that.
I mean, what were y'all talking about? The neighborhood? Life?
Neighborhood. She was so happy. We hugged.
Oh, my God. Felder.
What?
Why'd you do that?
I was taking the trash out. It was Tuesday night, so I had to take the trash out because trash comes on Wednesday morning. And she was taking my next-door neighbor's trash out because my next-door neighbor is a flight attendant. And so she, like, when she comes back from, like, she, oh, my gosh, she brought me some Irish cheddar. Oh, it's so good. She does, like, she flies overseas back and forth, international flights. Ooh. And so the neighbors take care of her and make sure that her trash is out. And I always bring her trash in. The other neighbor brings her trash out. And so her name's Maureen. So Maureen... was like, oh my God, you're back. And I was like, yeah. She goes, I thought I saw you the other day, but I wasn't sure. So two things. One, Maureen, killer. Awesome. She does a morning fire pit on the weekends.
Is she burning stuff or is she just out there to lounge?
She's out there to lounge. She has her coffee with a fire in the morning.
That's awesome.
And so she saw me out for a run. And she's like, I thought that was you, but I wasn't sure. And Vicky had said that you were back. That's my other neighbor. I'm doxing myself with two women's first names. And you can tell that they're probably older ladies because their names are Maureen and Vicky. So, but literally, I'm taking the trash out. She's like, oh my God, it's good to see you. What's it been like? And we talked about like my time in Chicago. And then we talked about... What the neighborhood has changed a little bit, and we talked about like her like experience with my renters and how it was a very bad experience, and she was happy I was back. That's when we hugged. We hugged because she was like, "Oh my God, I'm so happy that you're back, and I can't wait to." She used to be like an athletic director, and she's like, "I can't wait to meet your little girl." Like blah blah blah, but it was just like a wholesome experience of just like spending time and getting her take on the neighborhood. In the 4 years since I've been gone, and we did that for about an hour, and then I come inside, and my wife goes, "The hell have you been?" And I was like, "She's like your phone, because my phone was still inside. I didn't have my phone with me, so my phone was just like buzzing. Like
that's a problem.
My phone was just like buzzing while she was watching. She was watching TV. She's like, "Where have you been,
my man? You made a mistake."
I didn't expect to see this lady. I thought I was just going to take the trash out.
Sure.
But I talked to her for a while, and she is very excited for the next movie night. Because she's a cool lady. Like, we used to, me, her, and Kristen used to sit outside and listen to Charlotte Catholic games by the fire. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh my God, if we could do that again soon, that would be so fun. Nice. So that's where I'm at. That's the type of neighbor that I am, Steven.
You are an elite neighbor. There's no doubt about that. You are built different, bro.
Bro, I'm good for you. I don't love doing this stuff, but I am good at it. Mm-hmm. I'm like Anthony Edwards, you know?
Yeah. I'm good at Ant-Man? Not doing it.
Yeah, Ant-Man.
I got an Ant-Man rookie card autographed. I need to send that off to get graded.
Mm. Wait, did your other stuff already come back?
Yeah, it came back. It took a year, but that's what I sent it in during the height of COVID, man. I got some slabs. If you guys want to go to Stevie's Card Corner next show, we can do that.
I want to. Next week.
Trey Young's PSA 10s, dude. I got some Ja Morant's. I need Ja to get his shit together.
Yeah, well, those aren't going to be worth much.
Right. Until, that's why they.
But you know what, though? If he kills someone, those will
be skyrocket.
There'll
be a market for those Jaws.
I need to get these. Listen, I know he's a punter, but I need to get these Ray Guy rookies graded.
Yes,
dude.
You do.
These are important cards.
All right, y'all take your time. Don't wrap the show up because of me, but I got to run.
No, I have two things I have to do, so I gotta run too. So that's what folks are gonna get. Sir, are you good with that?
Hey, listen, I'm good with that. I'm gonna hit download when you say let's grow, and we're gonna call it a day.
Well, what do folks need to do before we get out of here?
Need to leave a review.
Yeah, okay. Leave a review. Rate, review, subscribe. For Stephen Hartzell, for Michael Serber, I'm Michael Felder. Let's grow.